We have been speaking about the different avodas which take place, and we've spoken about shchita, kabbalah, a little bit of halacha. We spoke about the mitzvah in general and hafrashas hakarban, and trying to go through the process that is there. One of the questions, which is an important one, which we're going to focus on tonight a little bit, is that we know that we've been speaking thus far primarily about the regular classic karbanos. We've been speaking about shchita for a karban, kabbalah, halacha, etc. One of the things which is interesting, which you referenced, I think, the first week that we spoke, is that sometimes you can be looking at the avodas not only with the regular karbanos, but in the context of other things that we do in the Beis HaMikdash. What we're going to focus on tonight is the avoda of holacha, but not in general like we spoke about last week, about whether it is machloksim and tanayim. Is it really like an avoda fully? Could you skip it entirely? Can a non-kohen do it? Can you do it b'smol? All discussions in Chazal and in the Gemara. But tonight we're speaking about the concept, but the idea of holacha in the context of the mitzvah of haktaras haktores, in the mitzvah to offer ktores every day in the Beis HaMikdash. The Torah tells in Parshas Kisisa that every day in the Beis HaMikdash we would offer ktores. Every day there, we would offer ketores. The Gemara tells us we would offer it. Torah tells us twice a day. The Rambam even in Sefer Mitzvos, in Mitzvot Aseh, Chavches counts as one of the Mitzvot Doraisa. But Mitzvot Chavches, he should nistavei, should nistavu akohanim, lahasim ketores pa'amayim biyom al mizbeach hazav. We would offer the ketores. The ketores had a very pleasant and very nice smell. The Gemara increases on Davav, discusses at length the ingredients that would be in the ketores. And we would go, we would offer the frankincense. We would offer in the Beis HaMikdash twice a day on the Mizbeah. We know that in addition to the Haktores, which would take place every day in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a special act of offering Torah that would take place on Yom Kippur. That is described in Parshas Achrimos. The Kohen Gadol would offer Torah on Yom Kippur, but the Torah he would offer on Yom Kippur would not be offered the same place it was all year round on the Mizbeach Hazav, but rather you'd offer it on Yom Kippur. He would be nitnas lefnai v'lefnim. He would go inside Beis HaMikdash, and that is the location where he would offer it. That's the location where it would take place. One of the questions which comes up for many Rishonim, perhaps, is the following. Is there, in the context of Ketores, an avoda of polacha? We know that technically, when you would offer the Ketores, the Kohen would walk somewhere. He would walk somewhere all year long. He would walk somewhere also on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, he would walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. All year long also, he would walk and transfer the Ketores when he would offer it. When he would offer it. That's a Mishnah in Tamid, in Parakei Mishnah Dalet. The Rambam in Hilchos Tamidim and Musafim, Parakimah Halacha Dalet. That whenever the Kohen would get the Ketores, you go and he would offer it. But is it really considered to be holacha? Does it have the status of holacha? Does it have the dinim of holacha? What exactly is the status of holachas haktores? We are first going to speak about the ktores that we offer all year long, twice a day. Then we'll speak about the ktores on Yom Kippur. The ktores on Yom Kippur and its status. Let's begin as follows. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Tamid, it's Parakei Mishnah Dalet, that we know that there were paisos, there were lotteries that we have in the Beis HaMikdash to determine which avodas, which kohanim would be lucky enough to perform particular avodas. The Mishnah says as follows, Misha Zacha Biktores, if you were Zocha, you won the lottery to be offering Ktores, Hayanotel Es Hakaf, you would take, the English word we'll use is like some sort of like a ladle type thing, had a certain size. Inside the ladle that you would hold would be bazach. That would be like the equivalent of like a plate. And on top of that, so you would have all this ketores. You would put it on a plate. That plate you would place inside like a ladle. And the Kohen Gadol would then take that ladle and he would bring it over to offer it on the Mizbeach. So says the Mishnah. The Rush there in Maseches Tamid, on Lamed Beis Amid Beis, in Maseches Tamid, the Rush asks a question on that Mishnah. And the Rosh's question on that Mishnah will be the opening to our discussion about the nature of halacha in Ketoret. The Rosh says, I have a kasha. The kasha is, how were you able to perform halacha by the Ketoret in such a manner? There is a Gemara in Maseches Zvachim, so notes the Rosh. Sorry, Gemara in Yuma and Daf Nimches, so notes the Rosh. That when you do, as an example, Kabbalas Hadam, so Kabbalas Hadam you have to catch in your Klisharis. We spoke about that. It's what sanctifies the blood. Got to catch it in the Klisharis. But says the Gemara in Yuma, what happens if you catch the Klisharis? You have a Klisharis with another Klisharis inside the Klisharis. Is that considered to be good or not good? Says the Rosh, it sounds in the Gemara there that perhaps it is problematic. How come? Because there is a chatitza, that when a person performs avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, there should be no separation between them and the vessel they are using to perform the avoda. Therefore, says the Gemara Maseches Yuma, I'm not sure that if you have a kli sharis inside a kli sharis and you're mekabel dam in the inner kli, that's okay. There's a chatitza, a separation between my hand and the actual kli, which is catching the blood. There's another klisharis in between. Says the Rosh, well, just as it's not okay for Kabbalas Hadam to have a kli within a kli, you have to hold on to the kli itself that's doing the avoda. So how come for the Ketores, you have a kli within a kli? You have a plate with Ketores on it, and that's in the ladle that you're holding. It's in the ladle that you're holding. L'chora, that's called a kli within a kli. So wonders the Rosh, how could we offer Ketores the way that we do? Just like for Kabbalas Hadam, kli within a kli is a separation, so do here, kli within a kli is considered to be a separation. And when you're walking with your Ketores, there's a gap, it's a chatitza. How is that okay? That is the question that the Rosh asked. Clarity in the question? 1, 2, and 3. There are a variety of answers to that question. The Rosh himself tries to explain, or does explain, why he maintains it would not be a chatzitza based on the Gemara Maseches Sukkah. The Rosh tries to claim that in such a case, our case is different in the case of Kabbalah. That's why it wouldn't be a chatzitza. Some point out an additional answer. Again, I don't want to go into the details of the chatzitza there. Some point out that the Rambam may paskin that kli within a kli is not a chatzitza. The Rambam paskin in that Gemara in Yuma that if I have Kabbalah Sadam with a kli inside and the dam goes on the inner kli, it's not a chatzitza. So some suggest, again, in different formulations, why in our particular case of Ketores, there is in fact no chatzitza. However, Reb Chaim points out the following in Hilchos Tmidim U'Musafim, Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet. Reb Chaim points out the following. It is a somewhat well-known Reb Chaim, at least in the sugya of Halachas HaKetores. Reb Chaim has the following point. Says Reb Chaim, the Rosh was making a major assumption. When the Rosh was asking, how am I doing, how am I yotze holachas haktores, it's a kli within a kli, isn't that a chatzitza? And what was the Rosh assuming? Just like for Kabbalas Hadam, I can't have a kli within a kli, so too for halachas haktores, I can't have a kli within a kli. The Rosh keeps that assumption. He tries to explain why for Hilchos Chatzitza it isn't the biggest problem. Why in this kind of a case, for whatever reason, details not so significant for right now, it's not a problem. But points out Reb Chaim, I think there's a much simpler answer. The much simpler answer, says Reb Chaim, is that perhaps there is no requirement of Halacha by Ketores. Says Reb Chaim, you look through Shas, there's no indication that Ketores requires Halacha. The din of halacha by Ketores. You have to bring it over, but you wouldn't call it an avoda. The fact that Kabbalas Hadam has a problem of chatzitza, there's no problem of chatzitza with halachas haKetores. There's only a problem of chatzitza, so claims of Chaim, if it's an avoda. but there's no avodah of walking the Torah. Who cares? Put a kli inside of a kli, inside of another kli. There's no problem of chatitza whatsoever. Says Reb Chaim, why does it? Says Reb Chaim, I think I'm right for the Rambam. But how come the Rush doesn't say what I say? It seems like the Rush holds that in fact there is a avodah of holacha by Ketores. Sounds like that he holds the Rush, that there is an avodah of holacha by Ketores. Which means as follows. Comes along Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim maintains that there is a machlokes harishonim. We know that with regular karbanos, there's something called holachas hadam. What about holachas haktores? Is that navoda or is it not navoda? The Rush holds it is an avoda, and therefore the Rush says there's a problem of chatzitza, just like by kabbalas hadam. Avoda is you can't have a chatzitza separation between me and the item that do me avoda. But when it comes to holachas haktores, the Rush holds it's also navoda. Chaim points out, I'm not sure that's true. I think for the Rambam, it wouldn't be true. For the Rambam, there would be no such halacha of halacha by Torah. Clarity as a whole thus far, one, two, and we'll take questions afterwards. That's why I'm nervous about timing. Hope that is okay. There is a little bit of a third shita, and that is the Mikdash David. Mikdash David is a very important sefer on Kachim. The Mikdash David offers the following suggestion. It's our middle ground. I think there is something called holacha by Ketores, but I think the holacha by Ketores is different than the holacha by regular karbanos with dam. What's the difference? Says the Mikdash David, when it comes to regular holacha, you have to do holacha with a kli sharis. Just again, the special vessel that was anointed with Shemen HaMishkah and used for avoda, it's a special kind of a kli that was sanctified to be a kli sharis. But says the Mikdash David, that's true for holachas hadam. But says the Mikdash David, I hold, and the Raya's again, I'm sorry, we should get time for some of this stuff. But says the Mikdash David, I don't think holachas haktores requires kli sharis. I don't think it requires kli sharis. So there's something called holacha by Ketores, but it doesn't require klishares. Says the Mikdash David, I believe that the only time there's a problem of chatzitza is when you're makbid on requiring klishares. If you require a klishares, there can't be a gap between you and the klishares that does the avoda. So when you're catching blood in a klishares, you have to have your hands on that kli sharis. But so long as it doesn't require a kli sharis, there can be a gap and it won't be the biggest deal. What that means, therefore, is as follows. We seem to have three mahalchim, holachas haktores. Mahalach number one, it requires holacha like any other karban, the shita of the Rush. The shita of Reb Chaim, understanding of the Rambam, Reb Chaim maintains, there's no requirement of halacha by Ketores. There's no din of avoda. You have to bring it over, but it's not the halachas of avoda. It's okay if it doesn't have it. It's a chatzitza, not the biggest deal. And the Mikdash David, this middle idea, there is halacha by Ketores, but it doesn't require a klishari. It doesn't require a klishari. What is this machlokas, at least potentially based on? So it may be based on the following. A couple of years ago, or about a year and a half ago in the summer, we were learning the sugyas of karbanos. So we spoke about how there is a machlokas harishonim about the nature of Ketores. The Achronim, the Pesukei Rav about this, the nature of Ketores. How much is Ketores really like a karban? On the one hand, we offer it on a mizbeah. Maybe it is more like a karban. On the other hand, as an example, the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, why do we offer Ketores? The mikdash smelled bad. Why? We were shechting animals all the time. What would help the mikdash smell good? Ketores, if it smelled nice, it doesn't seem like, again, that's more of a Tommy Amitlo's idea, but it points in the direction, and this, again, is part of a large discussion, a lot of Rishonim, that maybe it's not really, the Ketores are not really considered to be a real carbon. Is Ketores like a carb? Is it not like a carb? We spoke then about a couple of different mahalchim. It has nafkaminas. Do we pay for it from the money of the Trumas Halishka? how are we funding it? Has nafkamina is about shelo lishma. But one of the issues that this relates to, the more that Torah is like a carbon, the more you would expect it to have holacha and maybe kishares, but certainly holacha. The more that Torah is not like a carbon, so then one would theoretically assume that it does not require, if it's like a carbon, it would have a din of holacha. If it's not like a carbon, so holacha is a din of the avodas hakarbanos. And if it's not a carbon, perhaps I don't really require it at all. If you want to get a little bit fancy, what you would point out is that maybe Torah is like a carbon and not like a carbon. Maybe it's somewhere in between. It shares certain elements with the world of carbanos. It also has some unique halachos. As an example, the Brisker Rav and Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Terek Beis, Halacha Ches, Brisker Rav points out that Torah is like a carbon sebor, but also in a certain sense has certain distinctions from a carbon sebor. It's somewhere in between. The more that it's in between, I'm sorry we're not defining right now what that means, but the more it's in between, the more shittas like the Mikdash Dovid really do indicate something, i.e., it's like a carbon, it has holacha, but without the kisharis. It's somewhat similar, but also a little bit different. What about holacha on Yom Kippur? What about holacha on Yom Kippur? On the Torah of Yom Kippur. So there, Reb Chaim points out that there is no shiloh whatsoever that Yom Kippur has a din of holacha. How does Reb Chaim know that Yom Kippur has a din, that Yom Kippur has a din of, that the Torah of Yom Kippur has a din of holacha? From a Gemara in Yuma on Daf Mem Ches that we quoted last week. If you remember, the Gemara wondered, holachas hadam, in general with holacha, can you do it with your left hand? The Gemara wasn't sure. The Gemara was mesupak. The Gemara ended up concluding that you are not able to do holacha with your left hand. What was the Gemara's raya that you couldn't do holacha with a carbon with your left hand? The raya was from the Ketores on Yom Kippur. The raya was from the Ketores on Yom Kippur. Points out Reb Chaim as follows: Afagav to be Yuma daf emches maisi ha Gemara l'inyan holacha b'smol. Even though the Gemara in Yuma talking about holacha, from a holacha of a carbon brings a raya from holacha of Ketores on Yom Kippur. Says Reb Chaim, you know why? Because the Torah on Yom Kippur, says Reb Chaim, even though I hold Torah all year long, doesn't have a halacha of Torah on Yom Kippur, of halacha. On Yom Kippur, there is a requirement, says Reb Chaim, of halacha, that Yesh Lechalik, says Reb Chaim, for him, between the halacha of all year round, of Torah, there's no din of halacha, of course, all year round, but on Yom Kippur, there is a din halacha. That's why the Gemara is able to prove from the halacha of Torah on Yom Kippur the halacha of Karbanos in general. Just like left hand is an issue with Torah on Yom Kippur, so too left hand is an issue with halacha's avoda all year long. Which means as follows. Everybody agrees halacha on Yom Kippur is a din of halacha, the Torah on Yom Kippur, but some, there is a machlokes harishonim, achronim, a couple of different shitas. What about halacha Torah all year long? Is that a din of halacha, no din of halacha, somewhere in between? Clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Okay, just to go one step further, Rav Soloveitchik in his shiurim on Yuma, in Avos Yom Kippurim, so the Rav commenting on the Gemara, hope I can find it here, the Rav is on page Kuf in the new edition, commenting on the Gemara in Memches on the Beis. The Rav has a fascinating suggestion that I think is intriguing. Says the Rav, everybody agrees, it's clear in the Gemara, that on Yom Kippur, when you bring the Ketores in, that's called holacha, like it is by any other carbon. That's how we could bring a raya from there. But the Rav argues that the holacha of Ketores on Yom Kippur has a second din. A second din that we never find. It's like a super holacha on Yom Kippur that all year long, maybe there's regular holacha. And on Yom Kippur, regular karbanos have regular holacha. But maybe there's a special din of holacha with the Ketores of Yom Kippur, above and beyond what we normally find. There's two halachas. One is the general halacha, mitzad halachas karban, the regular halacha. But says the Rav, I wonder if on Yom Kippur there is a special din of halacha of Ketores on Yom Kippur. How come? Yes, kiyam nosaf shahavas haketores b'kodesh hakadoshim. There's a kasav shell behavi ibayas l'parochas. Says the Rav as follows: I think on Yom Kippur the special din of halacha. You know why? The act of walking into the kodesh hakadoshim. That halacha is a special din of walking in. Says the Rav, that halacha has certain dinim. It applies maybe not only to the Torah, but also to the ladle or the plate you're bringing in. But we can in many ways understand why that may be. All year long, we saw last week, halacha, for at least some Tanayim, and maybe even all, is in many ways an unnecessary avoda. And we spoke about how there isn't that much impact per se of halacha. Maybe an avoda to Esher Levatla. Just do it right next to this bayah to catch the blood, you sprinkle it. It doesn't have as much inherent significance. It doesn't appear to have as much. However, on Yom Kippur, that may not be true. Now, on Yom Kippur, part of what the Kohen Gadol is doing, the etzem, the fact that holacha is where he's entering Kodesh HaKadoshim, that makes the holacha increasingly significant. It isn't just like you could avoid it. It's a special din of entering Kodesh HaKadoshim. If we understand that part of what's happening with Kodesh HaKadoshim isn't just bringing it in so you could offer it, but etzem, the walking in Kodesh HaKadoshim, has significance. The Kohen Gadol can go in Yom Kippur, where he couldn't go all year long, so we see there may be a special kind of a halacha on Yom Kippur. Summarize what we saw in the avoda of halacha. When it comes to regular karbanos, there's something called an avoda of halacha. Tanam argue, is it like the other avodas? Is it unique? Can a non-Kohen do it with my left hand? Discuss, could I skip it altogether? But with regular karbanos, there does seem to be an avoda of halacha. When you're bringing Torahs, you find there's a bit of a range. Maybe Ketores has the same as a carbon. Maybe even Ketores and Yom Kippur are the same as a carbon. Maybe though Ketores is different, but in two different directions. Maybe Ketores is different in that the way Reb Chaim learned, Ketores all year long doesn't even have an avoda of halacha. No problem of chatzit, that's nothing. And maybe the Rav pointed out that Ketores and Yom Kippur doesn't only have the regular din of halacha, has an extra element of halacha, because this halacha is where you walk into Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Rav maintains a special Gezeiros HaKasav, which tells us that the act of walking into Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Ketores is of a special and unique kind of a value. It is 10:59, so we would end by 11 o'clock. People could go to Willick. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your night.